so Seminole, Mojave, Navajo, Illinois, Iroquois, Miss Person, Miss Wood, Aleut,
from 13 original colonies and stole more territory, forcing natives tries to flee. History tells America's side is deals and their purpose, but what about the people who already lived in the Louisiana Purchase? That would be like me and a friend deciding who gets your house and land, even though your family still lives there, cause once they agreed to a plan, they sent their men to settle that land, empowering them with incentives and weapons, intervening if tribes resisted, promising peaceful land concessions, saying the tribes could keep their land as long as that tribe still existed. Then they turned around and killed and seized the land, and the cycle continued. So of course the natives fought back, otherwise they'd be devoured. There was no United Nations to turn to, and the other global powers all were doing the same things during this time of colonization, like today's illegal Israeli settlements of Palestine's occupation. In 1829, Andrew Jackson, the slave owner, native butcher, had won the presidency, and in the fragile peace that stood the Supreme Court sided with the Cherokees, ensuring their independence. But Jackson simply refused to enforce it, letting the states continue, cause gold had been discovered throughout the southeast and the west. And once again the natives had to flee, or else they'd meet their deaths. Alabama, Peoria, Kiowa, Otomia, Iowa, Chippewa, Cheyenne, Omaha,
the Trail of Tears,
Arikara, Shinnecock, Fucking Fox, Mohegan, Massachusetts, Spokane, Narragansett. With every year there were more broken promises from America's governments, more than 500 broken treaties invading more of the southern lands. The Georgia Gold Rush was the final straw and peace collapsed in 1830 when Congress passed the Indian Removal Act, then sent troops to force the natives to relocate to reservations located throughout the west. But many tribes refused to take it, Seminoles refused to leave, led by Chief Osceola, till they lost the second Seminole War, and most were forced to go. The Potawatomi tribe was forced to march 660 miles across four states at gunpoint, down to the last child, the Choctaw, that promised everything west of the Mississippi Valley. And the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit Creek, yet still were sent packing, and the Cherokees were forced to leave their capital, Red Clay, Tennessee, on foot for more than 1,000 miles. At least 20,000 refugees and 4,000 died before they reached their destination. Those who made it were pressured to give up their cultures, forced assimilation, forced religious conversion. For some, the same was done to Canada's natives, but that wasn't enough for the colonists who even claimed that land of states. And now we paved over the holy sites, erased the ancient languages, so their heritage was lost forever on that trail of tears.
Tonka, Klamath, Suquamish, Niantic, Pueblo, Muskogee, Erie, Chickamauga, Cherokee,
the Trail of Tears,
Catawba, Tonkawa, Kashada, Chittimacha, Oneida, Lakota, Seneca, Dakota. As time passes, our people and our cultures are forgotten, leaving us trapped on reservations like garbage you've discarded. Now your history books ignore me, and your leaders do nothing for me, while you desecrate our lands, using our tribal names as trophies, driving Cherokees and Pontiacs, pretending you care Thanksgiving Day, while cheering for the Redskins, the Cleveland Indians, and the Braves. And then you go to war, flying Apaches and Comanches, launching Tomahawk missiles, disrespecting all of our families, several hundred places, lakes and counties with our words and names, stole our land, robbed us of our cultures, then looted our graves. To this day, American museums and private estates gladly place the stolen art and artifacts on display. It's disgusting, and yet I truly fear we'll never get justice, since it took 300 years for our South American brothers to revolt and break free from the European colonies and finally gain their independence, escaping that tyranny. Ironically, Hispanics, the descendants of the natives, now are hated by some Americans for returning through immigration and repopulating their homeland, like the colonists are scared that the natives have returned to reclaim their land that's rightfully theirs. Comanche,
Apache, Mississippi, Appalachian, Pascagoula, Cayuga, Delaware, Calusa,
the Trail of Tears,
Creeps, Cherokee, Biloxi, Miami, Kansas, Shawnee, Ute, Pawnee,
the Trail.